When schools are forced to make cuts, art class is often the first thing to go. But Bob Grossman would argue the value of arts education is far greater. He runs a nonprofit called After School Art. It's working with a series of groups who believe expression through art can foster qualities that will help students succeed academically.
You have to nurture your creativity as much as anything else. And if you do that and talk about the creative process, you can use it in any part of your life, problem solving, figuring out what you could do in your life for your career. I try to convince them that a lot of the things that we're doing are really applicable to their future lives if they're willing to kind of look at it.
The class is a partnership with the Clarence T.C. Ching's PUEO program. PUEO stands for Partnerships in Unlimited Educational Opportunities.
They're coming in from some pretty far areas to participate. So they've all been chosen for kids that really need this kind of help. You know, they're engaging, they're bright kids, but they definitely have a challenge to make it to college.
Thanks to a grant from the Cook Foundation, Grossman was able to collaborate with Honolulu printmakers and start a silkscreen class with PUEO students. The small class of 8 incoming 9th and 10th graders are putting the finishing touches on their final project, a collaborative piece that folds into a book. Each student has their own page with a print addressing a concern from the community they live in.
After School Art is trying to bring art back into the schools because funding has been cut every place. So through writing grants and through partnerships, we are bringing art back into schools and offering it where it normally would not even be an option or even a thought.
Crystal Tezuka is the course instructor and program director. A recent graduate in art at UH Manoa, she hopes this course will open up possibilities for her students.
I know even for myself, I didn't really know art school was an option for college, and there are some amazing art schools all over the United States and all over the world, and there are communities of printmakers everywhere. So we're letting them know that.
Tanley is a student at McKinley High. His print is a striking black and white silhouette of his profile. He moved to Oahu 5 years ago from Chuuk, part of the Federated States of Micronesia. Layered over his image are his country's flag and the number 619, his old area code.
My print is called Me because that's who I am, where I'm from. This outline, that's me. The stars with the tree in the middle, that's Chuuk, my flag, where I'm from.
Many of the students' prints focus on the environment. One of them is Travis. His print, called Seafloor, shows a green sea turtle swimming through layers of trash. Floating above him are a red soda can and a plastic bag. It's a scene Travis has seen before.
I do a lot of diving, and I see more trash than I do sea creatures, so that's really bad.
At the end of the summer, Travis will leave Oahu and return home to Molokai.
It's kind of sad because it was really fun, so I'm going to miss it a lot. I don't really get this opportunity a lot, that's why.
We're not only developing scholars and academics, we're developing just really good people.
Diego Duran Medina works with the PUEO project. He's impressed with what the students have accomplished in just under a month.
They certainly have a new hobby, they have a new way of looking at the world, they have a new way of communicating. And I think that's what we're about here at PUEO, right? Giving voice. And that means a lot of different things, depending on where you're from and who you are.
After School Arts Bob Grossman hopes to find enough funding to continue the program next year. Molly Solomon for HBR News.